that will have a very significant effect even here in Florida, because we depend in part on the Northeast and the Middle Atlantic states for our tourism, for our retirement, for our seasonal residents.
So you think we can anticipate a bit of a slump then in tourism over the next few weeks and next month?
Well, it's certainly going to delay tourism. Already there's been disruption to flights. But when there's this kind of an event, people aren't really high on taking a vacation. They're focused on the recovery process. So fortunately for us, this comes at low season for tourism. So the impact will probably be fairly minor.
And this is also the time of the year when the so-called snowbirds, our wintertime residents, start to arrive. And that's a big boost for our economy.
We have a lot of seasonal residents who come from the Mid-Atlantic states and New York and spend the winters here in Florida, our snowbirds. And a big storm like this is going to have a major effect on limiting the normal influx of snowbirds, because since there's going to be a lot of property damage with Sandy, people are going to be focused on recovering from that property damage, not spending the winter in Florida.
So any disruption in the flow of snowbirds heading south will have an outsized impact for us.
Huge impact. They spend tremendous amounts of money. It's like people coming on vacation for an extended period of time. Many of them own property here, buy groceries, support our service sector. It's very, very important for the economy, especially in South Florida.
Now, we haven't had a hurricane make landfall in Florida since 2005, but as we've seen, even a hurricane passing by in the Atlantic or the Gulf can have significant impacts.
That's exactly right. And the tropical storms that have hit have done significant damage from time to time, especially flooding, and they cost human lives. So these types of storms certainly have a big impact on Florida.
But a major storm can, you know, it can move a small town right off the map. Hurricane Andrew is 20 years ago this year, but if the damages counted in today's dollars would be more than $40 billion. And that's why the state created the Catastrophe Fund and the state-run Citizens Insurance. Can you explain a little bit about how those work?
The Catastrophe Fund was created after Hurricane Andrew, when insurance companies were very reluctant to write property insurance in Florida because of the huge costs that they had to pay. So the state stepped in to create a reinsurance fund, insurance for insurance companies, and requires that all property writing insurance companies in Florida belong to the Catastrophe Fund and get backup insurance from it so that the state can assure that the insurance companies will have claims-paying ability to support Floridians whose properties get damaged. In addition, the state also created Citizens Property Insurance as an insurer of last resort when the private insurance market began to fail after Andrew. So the two things together created the Catastrophe Fund and Citizens.
Of course, there have been a number of problems with both Citizens and with the CAT fund. For one thing, Citizens was selling its policies below the market rate, which of course caused many Floridians to start buying it.
Yes, it wasn't supposed to do that. It's supposed to be the insurer of last resort. But because the legislature controls the rates at which Citizens can sell insurance, naturally it wants to keep the rates low because that makes its constituents happy, but it does cause problems and distortions in the insurance marketplace. So Citizens has over 1.5 million policies, and now the state has for many years been trying to shrink that number of policies with limited success.
But during this election year, some state candidates have said that they will try to come up with a fix for this problem for Citizens and for the reinsurance program that backs it up.
Yes, and the governor is focused on doing some of that to restore more of the private marketplace. But the state generally has done a good job in stepping into a difficult situation and creating protection and making sure that there's property insurance in Florida so that our property markets and our real estate markets can operate effectively.